This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Do not take it, if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it. No take up no coke if you can't manage it. No take up no crack if you can't manage it. No take no heroin if you can't manage it. No take no ganja if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it. No take up no coke, no take up no crack, no take up no star. No take up no coke, no take up no crack, no lick no star.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen within the sound of my voice. You are listening to Kendini Campbell Moss, and we are on Guardian 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Now, the topic for this evening, we're going to dabble into many things, but this evening we're going to get to the root of some issues and see if we can rise to the occasion. Pun on words, ladies and gents. But before we even get there, I want to talk to you about something that I've been trying to cook up with Dwight, right? Because a lot of times the men see me on the street, they meet me at the barbershop, and they say, Kenny, you have so many things going on for the ladies, but you don't have anything going on for the men. And I say, well, when I have the events, the men don't show up. You legitimately don't show up. So they said, well, come to where we are. And so I asked Dwight, could we do something live? And Dwight said, yeah, but we have to have sponsorship. So I'm looking for some sponsorship. I need at least $1,000. And I want to go live from the barbershop, right? And I want us to have real conversation. I wanted to call it shooting the SHTT. But Dwight said, we can't say SH on the radio. So maybe we call it shooting the ship. Or maybe we call it shooting. Maybe we don't call it shooting at all. Maybe we call it shop talk. Or maybe we call it shooting the ship from a man's perspective. Right? Now, you all know that I have a bald head. So I go to the barbershop every week. I mean, I go without missing because I have to have my edges laid. I have to have a precision cut. So I spoke with the owner of Alpha Male, and she said, Kenny, yes, we would love to do this. So to my listening audience, I want men and women to come to the barbershop, and we can sit and we can have a conversation. We can talk about sex. We can talk about relations.
Do not take it all. If you can't manage it. Hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it. Don't take up no coke if you can't manage it. Don't take up no crack if you can't manage it. Don't take no heroin if you can't manage it. If you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it, hey. Don't take it up if you can't manage it. Don't take up no coke, no take up no crack, no take up no star. Don't take up no coke, no take up no crack, no lick no star. Don't take up no coke, no take up no crack, no take no. Cause if you take the coke, you will bend down low. And if you take the crack, me say your heart will stop. You take the heroin, it's a ugly living. And if you lick a shot, prepare for both bags. So, no take it up if you can't manage it.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, There isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk online all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Do not take it up if you can't manage it. Hey, no take it up if you can't manage it. Hey, no take it up if you can't manage it. Hey, no take it up if you can't manage it. No take up no coke if you can't manage it. No take up no crack if you can't manage it. No take no heroin if you can't manage it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're absolutely back. And Maslow's theory, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And of course, BPL, there's no sun. I don't know if there's a hurricane happening on the outside, but of course, the electricity went out, and that's just characteristic, right? So the electricity went out and blew us out, and so now we're back. So we had to take a quick intermission. But as I was saying previously, what about raw cut? What about conversation unfiltered? But we want to have the communication from the barbershop, men and women. We're going to sit, we're going to get our hair cut, we're going to talk about issues that concern us, from sex to relationships to our upbringing, everything in between. And Dwight said that if I do it, I'm going to edit some in August, but I have to have sponsorship. So we're looking at about $1,000 to pull this off. So for those of you that are within the sound of my voice, those of you that are large business houses and want to be a sponsor of this particular show, because we're taking it live, we're doing something different here at Guardian Radio 96.9. So that's to throw something out. But our show this evening is about impotence. We want to raise the bar. We want to raise the awareness of exactly what has to happen when your partner may be impotent. Sometimes we think sex is a relationship, and if sex is the only thing to pull a relationship together, then what does that really mean for you? Now, we not play the game that sex is not important, because absolutely, let's just be real. But being impotent may cause some serious issues. It may not be a conversation piece that is readily available, because some men don't want to admit that they're impotent. They will go to the down my road. They will go to a med place, but they never say to say, I can't get it up. I really have it. So you really die dearly, and then there's no sexual contact with you. Everything else but penetration. And that's an issue. Some women would like to have penetration. So Kevin, you there, my friend?
Good day. I am here again. It's good to be back.
Hi, Kevin. You are back. We're here to raise a hell on Guardian Radio 96.9. Kevin, you all men. So let's have a head, right? Let's just even are able to have action, or maybe men out there that have erectile dysfunction. They may just be completely dormant in that area. Do right. you think that this is a conversation that?
No. This type of conversation is never an easy conversation to have. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, just making sure. In hypersexual society, where sex is at the top, one in five things, as far as foundation in a relationship, as a man, mm-hmm. if you struggle with impotence, which is erectile dysfunction, for those who do not know the word impotence, not importance, or erectile dysfunction, is yeah. One of the biggest things for men. Mm-hmm. And I mean, personally, I've not reached that stage in my life yet where I struggle with that, but I only can imagine that you've been working on getting with your lady, and this moment is a big moment for us, and it just don't wait. The Soul GM on March, that could destroy your self-esteem. Is that important?
But Kevin, if you say that you may have a man, you may have erectile dysfunction, you may have impotence, you may have, what about the issue, right? Where you may not necessarily have erectile dysfunction, but you may have a situation where you jump the boy too quick. And so you may need a little bit of sustenance. You may need a little bit of a blue pill, or you may need some assistance in that area. Do you think men go that route first before they realize that they have full-blown impotence or erectile dysfunction?
I think, and see, that's why I encourage men to see doctors. And I encourage men to practice proper hygiene. Just like I encourage my kids to know their body and know their body parts. It's important that you know what's going on with you.
Right.
You don't need to be guessing if this ED, erectile dysfunction, or if it's just a one-off. You need to have a good relationship with your doctor. To be ashamed about. If you're at that age where, like you said earlier, if anything could go wrong, it will go wrong. And the wealthiest thing a man could have is his health. You know what I mean? So,
but Kevin, it may not be easy for a man. Okay, you and I have been dating now. Let's say you and a lady have been dating now for like 6-7 months, and which is very rare in the Bahamas, because you date someone Monday night and Tuesday night you're all having sex already. So they would have already known that this man is not able to perform. But you and this man have been dating 6-7 months, and you wear the sexiest lingerie. You are sexy in your nature as a female. And right. he sees your curves. Everybody sees you. I mean, as a woman, you may even have lesbians that want you, right? And this man has not touched Noah's Ark as yet. But it's clear that something is wrong. But he has yet to breach the conversation. What do you do about that, Kevin? Because the conversation should be had. The conversation should be, hey, Betty, I legitimately have an issue. What happens when you cannot have a conversation as a man?
Well, the government is not really about what is normally about presentation and how you say it.
Kevin, come closer to the mic, because your voice is waving.
It's not what you say, but mm-hmm. it's primarily how you say it, how you wrap it, how you present it. And
how would we talk about it?
Some women want you to be blunt. some women go have to ease, you have to ease that type of conversation. That some might get mad. You have to, that's why I always emphasize knowing your partner, getting to know people and how they're wired before just jumping the gun and jumping straight into bed with them. Because that type of information, that's trade secrets. Because if I make you mad, you know what you could tell me? I can't repeat it in the way I would repeat it on the radio, but you could tell me, listen, that's why your wife don't wake now. No, your tongue sharp.
Yes.
Tongue sharp. So whatever I give you from a place of vulnerability and as a place of openness, you little loading that in the chamber as a bit of ammunition for when rowdy come. So it's important to know who you're telling that to.
But Kevin, you and I have been dating now 6-7 months. You should know me by now.
I don't know, sir.
You think that we should be able to communicate by now?
I think people don't take proper amount of time to get to know people. I ain't saying there's a formula or a length of time on getting to know someone.
Right.
But just the way things set up now, we trying to, you know, I just sang the song 2 weeks ago. First came love, then came marriage, then came the baby and the baby carriage. We making love, then the baby come, then the baby shower or another baby, and then the wedding never come, and we moving in together, and it's a hot mix of soup and confusion. We don't know
what to do. That is all well and good, right, Kevin? That is all well and good. What about if you are in a mature relationship? What about if you're in a mature relationship?
If you're in a mature relationship, that conversation shouldn't be none for you. If you've been in a relationship long enough, ain't nothing y'all ain't dog with yet. And if you trust your partner the way you say you trust your partner, then that conversation should be easy to have. And if your partner has also created an environment where you feel comfortable talking to them about that, then tell them, lay it out. You know what I mean? Some things I'll tell my wife. It ain't like, is she here? She live? She ain't leaving.
You said that last week, no one leaving. We ain't leaving till the music lock, and the music ain't locked. So there's nowhere to go.
So again, I just tell you some information. What you could do? Leave? No. You could try help me fix it. Or we go see a doctor. So if you're all locked in like that, then just spit it out and say what it is. But then no use beating around the bush. She's sleeping on one side and you sleeping on the next side. Everybody mad? Because it ain't going the way it's planned. No, you got to put that out there.
This is the question that has just come in, Kevin. Why do you think impotence carries so much shame, especially in the male culture?
Because we don't have men with sense talking sense to other men. The culture is literally being warped by people who have not had healthy examples before them. Healthy breeds healthy. Wisdom is breed wisdom. Foolishness, unfortunately, is breed more foolishness.
And if y'all don't ever want to have the conversation. Kevin, y'all are so afraid to have the conversation. Y'all, men don't want to talk. Okay, go ahead.
I have a group of guys. Dan, the most educated, but I can tell them whatever is going on me, and I look in to get good counsel from them. I have a circle of married people, because I'm married. I give them advice. They've been married for 25 and 30 years. I will know how they survive the situations. Is the Bible saying that no under the sun? I give them how they work it out,
right?
And I can try retrofit that to fit my situation and see if I can work with that. But I see that you don't want to ever feel like you was the first person going through what you going through. That's number one. Take it out, Jed. You ain't that special.
Okay.
If you wrestling with someone, with something, seek advice. Don't just go to Google. Talk to somebody over there. Going through something similarly or the exact same thing. Don't think you alone in that area. You know what I mean? And our culture has put men in a little corner where being expressive emotionally and being vulnerable is frowned upon. And that's why we're in the situation we're we in right now. Because men ain't talking. And not they ain't just talking because they can't talk. They talking because they're afraid to talk. They don't know how to talk. And they have not been taught to talk. In a barrier. And so while
Kevin, as a man, you just said you have a group of friends that y'all talk about things, y'all bounce things off of each other. Is it a taboo thing for men to either get therapy, or is it a taboo thing for them to get some sort of life coaching assistance? Because women, Kevin, let me tell you something. Our show can run until 8 o'clock tonight. Dwight can just have to deal with it, right? Our show run until 8 o'clock tonight. We have a conversation, Kevin. Right. As a woman, I have to be a fiance. I have to be a mother. I have to be a friend. I have to be a daughter. I have to be a counselor. I have to be a maid. I have to be a freak, right? I have to be learned. I have to be a earner. I have to be soft. I have to be gentle. I have to be hard. That's 11 things I've already called off, right? In the space of less than 3 seconds. I have to be all of those things. And I also have to be a therapist for you, because you as my partner, I have to be there for you if you decide to talk to me, right? There's nothing wrong with going to therapy. Men, there are so many empowerment opportunities for women, but then when the opportunity presents itself for men to have the conversation, there's no talking. I've heard so often men say, oh, and my daddy tell me I shouldn't cry as a man. But crying is an emotion that's just like anything else. But your daddy told you it's fine to have rage.
You think he's be lying when they tell us don't cry, or you think they'd be making it up? That's what we've been taught.
I've never heard my daddy tell my brother that. I've never heard my daddy tell my brother that.
I've seen your daddy from a distance. Your daddy is a diamond in the rough. He's as much as he is a strong man, he is a rare man. Because a lot of men in our society ain't grown up under no man. That's number one. Single mothers raising our men. That's why we have a bunch of emotionally driven men. You understand?
I understand.
Your father may have never told your brother to don't cry, but I'm pretty sure niggas on the road, men on the road, tell your brother, boy, I ain't no big man, bro. You can't be crying around your boy. And so, really and truly, your brother would have benefited from street knowledge, and you would have benefited from fatherly knowledge. You understand?
I agree.
He was fortunate enough to see two sides of manhood that your mommy could not teach him.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
And so
we have to be fortunate. Yes.
So if you have a bunch of men who literally are surrounded by men who are only raised on one avenue of manhood, which is the street side, and then they go home to mommy who cradling them, one part of the equation is missing. And that's daddy.
Okay. Okay.
And so if daddy say, listen, just get hurt, so you cry, but still be strong and push through the tears, then that's fine. You understand? That's different.
I understand.
Come here, baby. Come here, don't cry. It's okay. Cradling him. What that means is whenever I am peeing, I go run to my mommy. Or look for somebody to kiss my finger No, no. Or if somebody disciplined me, I could tell my mommy. When I was growing up, I grew up with my granddaddy. That's two generations removed. If somebody had to discipline me growing up, and my granddaddy found out about it, that was the extra discipline for me. I can't say it however you want to say it, but I know I was getting two specials for the price of one.
For the price of one. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Because my father, he don't play foolishness. Especially if you're in the wrong. You won't be bad. Okay. Let them catch you up and I shall follow. I will catch you up as well. Because you bring in shame to my house. There are some standards that only men in the home can enforce, no matter how much mommy wants to celebrate Father's Day.
And I must say, Kevin, I don't like that either, because I don't like the mothers celebrating Father's Day. I think that's really ridiculous. But I want to say something about what you just said, and this is very clutch, as a matter of fact. You said, maybe my dad didn't say to my brother, it's okay to cry, but maybe the fellas are on the outside are saying, but this ain't no big man act. But could I tell you, when my mom passed and my brother has some friends that are not from our regular neck of the woods, right? Some of them from Old Boat Alley, some from Rock Rusher, they Chippenham, they from all over. But you have a mixture of people, right? But some of those fellas that came to the graveyard or some of those fellas that came to St. Francis, the Abbey's Cathedral, when my brother broke, they broke as well. Because, you know, it's like a community. So sometimes you do have those men that say, it ain't the same big man act. And then you have some that say, hey, do what you have to do. And I get your point when you say the communication. I get it.
Yes.
I get it, Kevin. This is a next text. Go ahead.
I was saying you have some men, because my father wasn't in my life either, but through his absence, I've learned the importance of being present. I've learned the importance of being empathetic. I've learned the importance of emotional intelligence. I have a daughter. I've seen the effects of an absent father on my sister. So through his absence, I've learned the importance of simply being present in the life of my daughter and how much value that plays based on growing up with my sister and my father being absent. You understand? When your brother cries and you see men from different communities surrounding him, they are the ones who understand. They might not have had their father physically there, but there is a level of empathy that they too have where they can place themselves in his shoes and truly feel what it is he's feeling. And it's not just simply the loss of a father or not being there. I don't really like to talk about these kind of things, but it was the loss of your mom. And I might as well tell you, boys love their mommy. Whether she is your mommy, my mommy, his mommy down the road, it don't matter. You ain't got to tell me how to feel when it comes to my mommy. So by them telling them, do what you got to do, is telling you that if it was the other way around, you all ain't need to tell me what to do because this is my mommy. You understand?
It's correct.
So we don't need no guidelines when it comes to our mommy. We do need guidelines or a map per se when it comes to expressing ourselves and what we feel when it comes to making us vulnerable as a collective, like as a whole.
Understood. Let me get to these text messages, Kevin, because the text message line is hot. What do you do in between while you're figuring it out or waiting on treatment? So I'm not sure. Oh, this is a caller on the line. Okay, Chris, put the call. Kevin, let's get to this caller through for me, please.
Hello.
Good evening, caller. You're on.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, sir. How are you? Hi, this is Alpha Male. How are you?
I am great. Hi, Kevin, as I listen to you.
Wonderful.
As I listen to Kevin and the show, on terms of relationship, I am privileged to be with a group of men, and I've been in this career now for more than 40 years, and we do have these conversations surrounding what's going on with men. And if men would also listen to Dr. Pinto, I think he will be on tomorrow. Dr. Robin Roberts.
Yes.
And persons like that who are the exploit. But one of the greatest lack in terms of relationship is honesty, cultivating, and stress. I believe Dr. Pinto and Dr. Roberts are qualified, especially among men. There are some sisters who look like Queen Elizabeth and born like a dead woman in a coffin. Don't do nothing for a man. And the same, there are some men who cannot do anything for a woman.
Right.
But if you cultivate each other in terms of intimacy, if you cultivate each other, it's like, let me use this analogy. Cantonese is a Saxon. I've been around Jokono a little while. I don't know much about Jokono like Cantonese. But I often hear them talking about the backline, the bella, the bass drum, etc. And if those pieces is not lined up right, that group will not perform to its best ability. And it's the same as a relationship. You can't want to talk to a sister within a year. Then she start, but these bills, and you don't even know yet. And she tell you about a bill. That will kill a man. That will make him impotent. And I can say to this to brothers, these rum what you are drinking, smoking marijuana, stress along with that, you are dying slowly. I don't know why is it that they are encouraging rum, marijuana, etc. That is killing our brothers. And they might as well admit the truth. That is one of the biggest killer in terms of man getting a perfect erection. Exercise, eat healthy, watch your weight. Trust me, I believe. I have proved it, still proving it. Take care of yourself, and you will get an answer like Abraham did. Abraham get a bill of family at old age. That's my little 5 cents I want to make. Trust me, getting rum, drinking those bad rum, ain't no big deal to that. I have never drank in my life. No rum for me, and no rum going in my system. No marijuana have ever been in my system. And I can prove that taking care of myself work. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Well, Alpha Male, I thank you for that. And seeing that you're listening, I seeing that you're listening, Alpha Male, I hope that this community of men that you have, you all come out or put some sponsorship together so that we can have the live show at Alpha Male Barbershop so that we can have the real conversation. You say that men want to have the conversation. So let's have it. Let's have a live show. You guys come out to the Alpha Male Barbershop. Let's get our sponsorship together and let's have the conversation. Let's see how many men really do show up. Kevin, before we took the call, there was a question. There were some questions that came in. And we're speaking in terms of from an emotion.
Okay.
This question here is, okay, I think we had asked that already. Do you believe men fear emotional intimacy more when performance anxiety is present? Do you think that they fear intimacy more when performance anxiety is present? What do you think?
I think, boy, that's a tricky one. I say it's tricky because they work hand in hand. I mean, they should. Let me say that. Because men, if they love you, you don't have no issue with performance early on because that infatuation, the lust level, your body racing, you're about to crack this egg for the first time. There's something new. Like, your body, they're off. You know what I mean? Usually when men and sex, we can do without emotional connections for that. Females are wired. Women are wired differently. But performance anxiety, when a man is kind of nervous, afraid, doubtful, lacks confidence, unsure, don't know how to go, worried about the person or persons before them, you know, your boy doesn't say, boy, I know this gal, she been ran, and you hear all type of bad stories, bad customer reviews, the Carfax bad, Carfax, man, people will talk. Everybody have a story to tell you. And if you just want to really take in what people say and listen to people, the noise in the market, and you take that personal or you really take that into your mind, you got a hard time. Some men can't even function. Especially if you in a relationship where, like Alpha Male said, there's no communication or transparency, or we ain't lining up, and you find out some news secondhand, and it's true. I was listening to this clip, and the guy said a lot of times men struggle with intimacy, especially over long periods of time. Why? Sex that of unforgiveness and anger. Like, instead of talking about what it is that we're feeling, the disappointments, the hurts or whatever, we hold on to it. You can imagine being mad with somebody and trying to sleep with them. Like you really don't be around this person. They just talk to you dead, bad, just abuse you. They just cheat on you. Yes. You know how difficult that is to do from a mental perspective. But you never tell them you know about it. You never tell them you know long time. Y'all never talk about it. Come to a resolve. Come to a place of forgiveness and peace where y'all could work forward and rebuild. It's still ball up in your mind. You're gonna never be able to get your soldier to march because you ain't talk.
Let me read this text to you. Let me read this text. Kenny, I like how we are talking. I think this is talking. Kenny, I like how we are talking, taking or talking, talking men as if they operate in a vacuum. And unless a doctor diagnoses someone, they are not impotent. Just because men don't get excited when a woman undresses isn't necessarily because the man is impotent, but he simply doesn't like what he sees. Let's be real. Who wants to get excited to a man who acts like men and not like a lady? We won't talk about this, though. What if Bahamian women are simply not attractive? Now, if he acting like that with a Cuban woman, then question him. Man, what type of talk this is? Texter, are you now saying to me that the Cuban woman is more appealing than the Bahamian woman, and the Bahamian woman is masculine and overweight, and that's why you're not attracted to a Bahamian woman? Is that, Texter, please text me back and tell me if that's what you're saying.
Because
I think he should keep the text message to himself. I think, because I don't think
this is a big one.
The women, I always tell people, when you talk bad about man, mm-hmm. you ain't sleep with all man, because that'd be a poor reflection on your part. You only can right. speak on the men you encounter or the men you been with. You understand? Not yes. all man bad.
Exactly.
Not all man good. Right? Good. And not all woman bad. The woman you may be dealing with, she may be fat and out of shape. And then there's some other beautiful God-created creatures walking around the St. Bahamas that could put any Cuban or whatever ethnic group you choose to talk better about. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to belittle one ethnic group to uplift the other. But you can speak from personal experience. And you are correct, doctors diagnose erectile dysfunction. But this conversation isn't about a male simply finding a woman attractive. The topic at hand is impotence and erectile dysfunction. Exactly. You understand?
Exactly.
And so we're starting off from a place where a man simply has erectile dysfunction. And what that tells me is,
Kevin, my text is texting too fast and they're getting hot. This text reads, Kenny, some men like big women. This text reads, yes, that's what I'm saying, Kenny. They ain't lie. No, this text says, yes, that's what I'm saying, Kenny. The statistics show that most Bahamian women are overweight. That paired with the fact that Bahamian women want to wear the pants. Alpha male alluded to it. If a Bahamian woman asks me to pay a bill, then I immediately become impotent to her. All right. I understand. Now let me read these other texts. This text reads, I miss the closeness, but I don't miss the pressure. Now we cuddle more, and that's beautiful too. Intimacy isn't just penetration. Holding hands and vulnerability count too. Me, that I wasn't attractive anymore. I guess this is coming from a woman. And then this one reads, when he couldn't get it up, he shut down. I would just talk. When he couldn't get it up, he shut down. I just wanted to talk, not judge. This one reads, I wish men talked about this more. Silence makes it feel worse. It made me feel worse because I wondered if it was something that was wrong with me. I had a double mastectomy, and I wondered if his penis no longer worked because of how I looked. Little did I realize that he had erectile dysfunction. Luckily, we had more to build our relationship on, and mm-hmm. so we found out it wasn't my lack of breast or his lack of erection. We had something else to build on. The pills didn't help much, but being honest did. This is another mm-hmm. text. Impotence doesn't mean I don't love her. It just means we need to define intimacy. Let me read this again because I'm reading it too quickly. Impotence doesn't mean I don't love her. It just means we need to redefine intimacy. This next text reads,
correct.
Sometimes a back rub and deep talk will go further than any sexual, but society Agreed. Won't tell you that. Okay, all right.
Society doesn't teach men how to be intimate.
What does that mean?
What that means is you ain't want to turn the keys in your car and let the cold engine warm up. A plenty transmission is get break up when you just turn the car on and shift the gear straight in the drive. Plenty people will just go from a hug straight to the bedroom. They don't play no Luda Van dress. They don't light no candles. They don't take no dinners. They don't do no kissing. They don't do no rubbing. They don't do no hugging. They don't do no talking. They don't do no candles. They don't do no flowers. There's no romance. Just Juice and Guinea.
Yeah. You have to prime the engine first. You need a little bit of kissing. You need something.
Men believe that intimacy just for women. You see what I mean?
Oh. Okay.
Men believe all these flowers and these quiet moments and this, that, and the third, just for women. Men has benefit from that too. Because enough times, if you can't get it upon your own, I guarantee you, if she start kissing you a BJ, that can stand at attention. And that's without penetration. You understand? So foreplay,
I understand.
We eliminate that category because foreplay is very important. That's a part of intimacy. Deep conversations, having a legitimate friendship, and liking, not loving or making love. I just like being around you. Having an actual connection is connected to impotence. But when you just A straight to Z, something bound to happen. Mm-hmm.
We have a problem. Absolutely. Let me read these texts as well. I kept making excuses, tired, stressed. But the truth was, I was scared she would leave me. This next text reads, I didn't feel like a man. I felt broken. Let me read this text. This text reads, Kenny, that text was right. Sometimes women think they look so good. It's inconceivable to them that their bodies don't always turn every man on. Sometimes it's the small things that turn me off. They can be physical or mental. Understood. Okay. This text reads, oh boy, Kevin, this text reads here, Kenny, it's amazing that you're having this conversation on a night like tonight. The mood is right, but my boy will not stand at attention. And because of that, we found other ways to make things happen. There's more than one way to be intimate. I'm just now learning that. There's more than one way to be intimate. I'm just now learning that at 47. Then this next text reads, love isn't about performance. It's about presence. It took me years to get to that.
Right.
This next text reads, I never knew how powerful holding hands could be. Because, that is the only thing that we have left. I had a car accident, and so I'm paralyzed from the waist down. I can move my hands. We can have oral sex, but there's really nothing much else that I can do. A lot of people that will hear this text being read know exactly who I am. But my wife takes me everywhere. I even see you to Junkanoo sometimes, Kenny. We were in the yard a few weeks ago for a 50th birthday party. I saw you at the birthday party. I always admire you from a distance, and you always seem to be so strong and head powerful. My wife is bald-headed just like you. I thank you for the opportunity for us to have this conversation, because a lot of men will never say, hey, I can't get it up, or hey, it doesn't work for me. I blame myself because at that particular time, my wife said to me, you don't need to go out, you know, you always following these people. I went out, I got into a car accident, and this is a result. But my wife never left me. She never looked down on me, and she never said, I told you not to go. This is another text. Kenny, I can't read that text. Is that text? No, I can't read that text. I can't read that text. That text will get me put right off the radio. This text reads here, a lot of us are having this conversation about not being able to please our women. I listened to you and the gentleman a week ago when you spoke about what it takes to please a man. But can I always tell you that thick thighs save lives? And if in the event that I'm not able to have sexual intercourse with my woman, I know that we have something even better on top. We have real life conversation.
I think that what is missing with a lot of us is that we don't have the conversation that actually matters. When is Dwight going to allow you to be on in the morning? The morning is not my time. The morning is not my time. Okay, this is a question. Is it okay to take sex off the table for a while, or does that add more pressure? What do you think, Evan?
I think that if you eliminate sex from a lot of people's relationships, a lot of relationships will fit, because it's like the foundation of a relationship is money. You take the money away, the relationship gone. If the relationship is founded on sex, y'all don't know each other by day, y'all don't know nothing about each other except y'all just sleeping together. The sex good. If the sex ain't present no more, then what are we really doing? You understand? Like, if you have to know the person you with. Is it just for a good time? Is the foundation of my relationship based on pleasure? Or is it based in purpose? Am I here for a long time? Or am I just here for a good time? And that's based on you and the person you're sleeping with. Me personally, in a hypersexualized society, where sex is definitely the most important thing in the world to some people's relationships, if you take that away from them, that relationship could fall apart.
Relationship is over.
It will.
This is a text. This is a text that's coming in, Kevin. This text says, can impotence ever be a gift in disguise, forcing deeper connection beyond sex? I think so. I agree, Kevin. I think it could be a gift in disguise because, okay.
I agree.
Women go through menopause. You have vaginal dryness. You have the woman who messaged just now, or the man who messaged just now that said that the wife had a double mastectomy. He had this issue. She thought it was this. Impotence could be
a deeper
connection. It could really be. But I think honesty plays a huge role. I want you to tell me you can't get up.
Yeah, I think.
I want you to tell me that.
It's a testament to my trust in you. And it's an opportunity for you to prove to me that you love me beyond the physical. Like, your love for me is greater than how good I am in bed. You understand?
This text, Kevin, you and this text are reading the same thing, because this woman just said, love me beyond my vagina. That is what the text reads. And then this next text says, what do you wish women understood better about what men are really going through? As a man, Kevin, right? I mean, you work in the pits of hell.
Yeah.
What do you think? You've seen it. You've seen a medley of things. Legitimately.
Right.
What this text reads, what do you wish women understood better about what men are really going through?
Women, just like how you could say, well, I gotta be a wife, I gotta be a freak, I gotta be a therapist, I gotta be a mother, I gotta be a sister, all these different hats that women wear, men have to wear different hats as well. You understand? And while our roles may differ, and the number of hats may differ in some cases, we all are designed to work together, man and woman. We need each other. That's the way it is. And I don't think Peter better than Paul, and I don't think Peter could Paul. You know, men need women and women need men. And I think just how men are taught where you need to understand women, cater to your women, chase your women, love on your woman, do this for your woman. Somebody need to flip the script and teach women the importance of understanding her man. Because that eliminates self-centeredness. Because ain't everything supposed to be about you. It's supposed to be about us. Because we're in this together. Which is why,
but Kevin, when I tell Kevin, you, what if you can't get the man to talk to you? What if you cannot get this man to tell you a Christ thing?
Then that's a reflection on you. That's a hard thing to swallow. As a woman, if you can't get your man, and this is a moment of transparency and humility for you. You because see, a lot of women believe that they can do no wrong. They never is the problem. Matter of fact, I know one woman who ex wasn't the problem. Every boyfriend she had, the boyfriend was the problem. But she's the only common boy. Every boyfriend she leave or leave her, they could also leave them. Or the reason why he leave me,
my Lord,
it was his fault. Is they cannot take accountability. And in situations like that, where this man don't want simply don't want to talk to me, he can tell you what Sunday dinner he want. He can tell you if the groceries need to get by or the light bill this and the third. But he can't be emotionally vulnerable with you, and you will see him naked in the house. You will bathe him, bed with him, sleep next to him. He trusts you with his food that you ain't gonna poison him. But he can't tell you, baby, this thing ain't working because of X, Y, Z. I think I might have erectile dysfunction, or you simply ain't looking the way you used to look, or you need to go to the gym without you not listening to understand, but listen to simply response out of a place of defense, then you yourself as a woman have some work to do. Because if you say that's your man, you ain't want nobody else have him. You don't want him have no house, no maid. You don't want him have no night nice. You don't want him have no wake wife. You don't want nobody else buying him lunch. You dead protective of this man. But this man can't talk to you. He can't tell you something going on with him physically. Then you have some work to do. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a safe place or a safe person for my man to talk to me about these kind of things? And if the honest answer is no, then you have some work to do.
Let me read this text to you, Kevin. I thought sex was the only way to show love. Now I see how wrong I was. Kevin is talking about having a woman look herself in the mirror. But some of these men are ridiculous. And the ego is bigger than the penis in most instances. How difficult is it for you to tell me something about you when I tell you and show you everything about me? I think that's a crock of, oh, Beetlejuice. I think that is a crock of BS. And I won't sit here and allow anyone to tell me that it's only me, because it's two of us in the relationship. Okay, this text reads, I wanted to cry, but I held it in. That silence almost ended us. She said, just talk to me. That's when the healing start. I feared rejection. But when I opened up, she leaned in. And when she leaned in, we found an issue to our problem. And now everything is fine. This next text reads, I started writing her notes. It brought us closer than ever. This next text reads, I was just embarrassed, but her understanding made me feel safe. Okay. This next text reads, I stopped performing and we started connecting. This text reads, my body may be aging, but my heart still wants to please her in other ways. Mm-hmm. Okay, this next text reads, I kept quiet. My pride kept me quiet. Her compassion cracked the wall. I'm still not able to penetrate my significant other, but we have an understanding. And this understanding may not be an understanding for everyone else. My wife gets everything that she needs to get at home. But as a man, I know that I'm not able to penetrate her the way that she needs to.
And so with that being said, we have an arrangement. I know who the person is that she sleeps with, when she goes to sleep with them, and what time she comes back. I don't answer, and I don't ask any types of questions in that regard. But that is our relationship, and that's what keeps us healthy. If you see my wife and I out together, you'll think that we have it totally together. We're in church. She's in the women's chorale. We do things with our grandchildren. We have a... But I know that my wife needs sex. And so I allow her to do just that. This works for us. It may not work for everybody else. Okay. This next text reads, sex used to be the goal. Now, you smiling? Sex used to be the goal. Now closeness is the win. I want us to have the real talk where we can say the big dirty words and Dwight won't get put off the radio.
I try to be as diplomatic as I could be. And play it hard because I would tell people things I would tell them.
I know. And then this text reads, touch matters, hugs, fingers, and hair. Those things still work.
Yeah.
This text reads, tell Kevin I use the pump. I got the pump from him. Thanks, Kenny.
Appreciate that.
Okay. What is the pump, Kevin?
That's for erectile dysfunction, or you need some length, you need girth, you need blood flow, you buy the pump. It's an electric pump or a manual pump. You just need to get it in, and once that's sucking, that pulling, that getting you there. It's a male sexual enhancement pump.
So, Kevin, you have the pump. The pump could make it work again?
It ain't gonna make it work again. But if you have a desire to have a longer penis or a longer erections, or you have issues with blood flow, cure per se. But it's definitely a great help for men that struggle in that area. You know, and guys buy them. They have great reviews on them. They're the manual ones, then the electric ones. They're waterproof as well. Use them in the shower. Use them in the off, 10 minutes a day. Get the blood flowing. Get it standing up on its own. And, they have them.
Okay, Kevin, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I have more texts than I have breath left in me to read them out. But we are going to take a quick commercial break. Before we get there, though, we're going to, for those of you that saw me today out in my regular attire, right? I was wearing a beautiful shirt. I hope I pronounced the word properly. It's Vita Cayo, right? And they are in the cruise port. And they have the most beautiful independent shirts. I mean, these shirts are absolutely gorgeous. They have the female tunics, I think you'd call them. They even have one with John Canoe. So I'm going to go down to the port tomorrow, one of those. But I'm going to get the proper pronunciation of the name. They have children. They have men. They have women. They have bathing suits. I was completely taken aback by the beautiful array of attire that they have. I'm going to get that information so that everybody can look cute just like me. Not as cute as me, but just as cute as me. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And for those of you within the sound of my voice, again, I want to take the show on the road. I want to have a show at the barbershop, Alpha Male Barbershop, sometime in August. I need $1,000 worth of sponsorship. So those of you that are constantly listening, but send me these WhatsApp messages and send the text line. Come on out. Come to the barbershop. Let's get $1,000 worth of sponsorship. Let's have the real show where we can say the big words that Kevin and my texter just said that they want to say. You know, we can have the real conversation about relationships, about sex, about upbringing, about the trauma, about everything that makes us us. We're going to go to a quick break. This is Kendani Campbell Moss on Kenny's Corner Guardian Radio 96.9. My name, my name. My neighbors know my name, my.
this pillow right here.
Grab.
Don't you so excited? If you bite it, they won't hear. And you know just what we're capable of.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that.
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Chris is putting us in the mood for another sexy Tuesday. You know, I think that Tuesday evenings are probably the sexiest evenings of the week. You get an opportunity to listen to Kenny's Corner and you can have yourself some popcorn and some wine with your loved one, your partner, have some intimate conversation. Get intimate if you'd like. Whoever was listening to me, they said to me that it's Vida Kayo. And Vida means live, right? And Kayo is a Tano word. And so thank you very much for that information. These items, this item that I had on, I got it from the port. And again, they are absolutely beautiful. As you enter the cruise port, they are on the right hand side in a green building between the ice cream store and My Ocean. My independent shirt was $25. $15, I guess, is for the kids. And so you can go there and get your independent shirts. They have trunks, button downs, rash guards for adults, because I think rash guards are the thing now. You know, like, everybody wants salt life, and I think that's sexy. They have kids as well, and kids swimming trunks. So when you see me again, I'm going to, they also have sunglasses, it seems. When you see me again, I'm going to have on the Junkanoo inspired one. I'm going there tomorrow, and I'm going to get me a Junkanoo dress. I think it was just so beautiful. I don't know why I didn't get it then. Did I have enough money or what? What was it? I don't remember what it was, but I'm going back to get that tomorrow. But they are inside of the cruise port. So go out and get your independence garb. It's independence morning, like a baby borning. We are talking about impotence and the communication surrounding impotence. And it's been an interesting show thus far. Again, for those of you that are within the sound of my voice, I want to take the show live. I want to go to the barbershop. I had an idea to name for the topic of the show to be Shoot the SH blank T. But Dwight said we can't say that on radio. So maybe it's Shoot the Ship, SHIP, or maybe it just be Unadulterated Conversation at the Barbershop. Because I think in my traversing, I'm able to hear so much conversation at the barbershop. I mean, when I there on Wednesdays, I met with my Starbucks, right? And they know that I don't drink coffee, so they bring me extra white hot chocolate. I have not paid for a haircut in a year, all right? The men meet me at the barbershop and they want to talk. But maybe the barbershop is their comfort zone. So Alpha Male has agreed that they will have the conversation. Dwight says, I just need to find $1,000 in sponsorship money. So those of you that believe in Kenny's Corner, that want to have the men's conversation, let's have it at the barbershop. It all goes down at the barbershop. Kevin, are you there?
I am here.
Kevin, if we get the $1,000, will you come to the show?
Of course I can be there. I always, when it comes to my guys, I do. I show okay, cool. my residents at B-Docs. They tell me all the time, boy, I can't wait to hear you on Tuesdays.
B-Docs is like some military thing, eh?
B-Docs is the Bombers Department of Correctional Services. And we call inmates residents.
Right.
When I walk through the housing units of maximum security, because they just called me Officer Kemp. Man, I was so proud to hear you on the radio speaking about men and what we go through. And, you know, they have great appreciation, because I always tell people, men need empowerment. We need it. And it's no surprise to me that they listening to what is being said about them on the outside, which is why I advocate for more men to talk to other to them, pass on knowledge, and help them, and try to do your best to prevent them from ending up in similar circumstances. So yeah, when I say B-Docs, I'm making reference to the people that live there, because they always tell me, listening to the show. Yeah, man.
Kevin, so Kenny in the jail?
Kenny everywhere.
I love that for me. I love that. There may have been one or two times, you know, that, you know, I love that. I love people, that, Kevin. Thank you.
See, people believe that I just be talking. Like, you just put one random man on the radio who ain't know nothing about, and come to find out it's a whole officer who is have to deal with men that wrestle with the lack of fatherhood and a highly toxic, ego and hormone-driven environment surrounded by man.
surrounded by men.
So when I tell you that men need avenues to communicate, a safe place to resolve conflict, and people who they could be vulnerable with, not just as men, but from early on, it's in hopes to prevent them from adding to the population that beat off. Because I see that every day. Every morning I go to work, I see men in black and white and in red and white. And it is my dream that older men take that seriously and do their best to prevent younger men from ending up there.
Wow. And I wait there. Wow, Kevin.
Work me out of a job.
Wow, that's profound, Kevin. Let me get to some of these texts. We went way over time. I Dwight, we went until 8. We're going until 8 o'clock. Thank you, Chris, my engineer. Chris, Chris, do I tell you thank you enough? Every Tuesday, Chris indulges me with my shenanigans. I send Chris music, and Chris says, Kenny, I'll have these lined up for you. And then Chris sends me the show the very next day, and I'm able to send it out to you and other people. I post it on my page. I just want to say, Kevin, I just want to take time to say thank you to Chris. Chris, thank you so much. You are such a darling. And whoever this woman is that you're going to date and marry, you better bring her to me so that I can meet her first. All right? Because I need to see her, Christopher. These are some texts that I'm going to read here. Kevin said something that was almost romantic, and I can't really get beside it. I learned that foreplay isn't just physical, it's emotional too. This next text reads, I never realized how healing it was to just lay in silence together.
Wow.
Text reads, oh, hold on now. This person called me by my name. Well, only my mommy calls me this. Anyway, I'll read the text. The text reads, Kenra, let me tell you, the day I said I'm struggling was the day I stopped suffering alone. And I said this to my significant other. I worked in the bank with your mom at Barclay Credit Card for many, many years. I don't have the typical partner in that being a woman because I'm gay. But I want you to know something, and I don't think that you hear it often enough. I would see you and your brother often when your dad would come and pick up your mom from the bank in the blue Ford truck. But I think your mom raised you more like a man than she did anything else. And for that, people like us get an opportunity to listen to you on the radio. Mm. Thank you for being Donna Campbell's daughter. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the platform that is open to us. It took me a long time to be who I was. Your mom would make corn and beet salad and come into the kitchen and have the whole kitchen scented up. And she would often offer me some. And I would say, Miss Campbell, thank you many times that I had no lunch. Okay. Thank you, Texter, sending that message. This next text reads, Kevin, she said, let's just hold each other tonight. And that saved me. Kevin, what do you think about that?
That's sometimes all it takes. Because she get it.
That's all it takes?
Because she get it. Something else might have been on his mind that have him distracted. Some different level of stress, high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, sugar too high, not enough exercise, probably a smoker, probably a drinker. All these things are factors as to why it might not work. I apologize for men who make women feel that it is their fault, because baby, ain't everything always about you, and it ain't always your fault. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's me. But when it is me, and it truly is me, I appreciate you for understanding that if you stick around, there could be more time to have sex. This ain't gonna be the only time you have sex. The longer you stick around, the more time you have to have sex, and the more time you have to get it right, And the more time, it could be the best you ever had, because we got plenty of time together to learn each other's bodies in ways that nobody did before. You know why? Because I outlast them all. Ain't nothing they know that I don't know, but I've been around so long, I know every trick in the book through our relationship and communication on how to make my partner function the way my partner is supposed to function. And that's why relationships built on communication, grounded in purpose, because y'all ain't just shooting the breeze. Y'all know where y'all trying to go together as a unit, what y'all trying to achieve out of being together, whether it's to start a family, whether it's just to be partners for life. Y'all might not want no children. Whatever it is that y'all agree upon, that's y'all vision together. And the longer y'all be together, the easier this journey can become. But it will take some work to maintain this journey. Ain't nothing good has come easy. You gotta work at it. And the first step?
Nothing good comes easy.
The first step is the most important step. When you write it on a letter, like some of our callers in Texas said, where you have a conversation about it, where you just sit in silence and enjoy each other's presence. Or the lady that said, well, tonight, maybe not tonight, she put a cap on it before he was able to say something was wrong. That works.
I think
I'm here.
Yeah, I think for all intents and purposes, too, Kevin, when we really sit down and think about how we need to create space, the space to be created on a both of men and women, so that men don't feel isolated. And I think one thing that we didn't look at today was, if a man is not able to perform, right? How does that then translate for a woman? Because a woman can question her self-esteem as well. Like, if I had a partner and my partner wasn't able to perform, how would that make me feel? Like, but I think that it's me. How I look is how I...
Hello?
No matter who loves it, Kevin.
We
have to look at it from a holistic perspective. We have to look at it from a holistic perspective, because as a woman, how would that make me feel? How do I feel knowing that this person is not attracted to me? How do I feel knowing, I don't even know if the man has erectile dysfunction. I don't know anything. But because he didn't talk to me, I don't know. And so now I question myself. But it could have been avoided had we had the conversation, Kevin.
Well, one of the things that I've come to learn is that men, being a provider is more than just money.
Yes.
You are also a provider. One of the caps that we spoke about earlier, provider, as in a provider of a safe relationship, a safe space, an emotionally safe space where you know how to communicate. Like I said, the message is there, but how you wrap it, you don't just come on and say, well, let's see what you're going to do, and go about your business and leave her there in the bundle of tears. You know your partner. You value her feelings. You value how she's going to react to your feelings. So you understand the importance of what you're about to say, and more importantly, how you say it. And so if you know that what you say could possibly cause her to question herself, you are going to be careful about how you go about saying it. You know what I mean? You could get your message out, you know. But you don't want to do no damage out.
I think it comes from a sense of vulnerability too, Kevin.
But that's some, you ain't gonna be a vulnerable person with a stranger.
No.
You will not. And that's why getting to know your partner is so much important. I cannot express the importance of communication and establishing trust and giving things time to grow. And don't force it. Don't force these things. You got to be patient. Don't microwave relationships. Them 30 seconds, they don't last. And the food don't taste good. But you see, you put a food, you put food in a baker and you let that cook, right? And that seasoning solid. Data relationships that is last. You will just remember them. And so if you want to be at a place of talking about anything with your partner, that have to come with time.
It has to come with time.
You can't force that. You can't rush that. So I'm saying don't tell your wife that it ain't working. But if you want to get to the place where you can literally tell her it without reservation, that could take some time. And that could take
It does take time. It does take time. Because I could also say too, Kevin, like even in relationships, right? Every relationship is different. But like I look at my parents and they were married for almost 55 years. It couldn't have been. And I know I always said, but I want this relationship like what I see my parents are, but you don't know what they would have gone through. And as a child, Kevin, I don't think that I've ever, I'm 49. I turned 49 last week, Tuesday. And Kevin, I don't think that I've ever heard my parents argue in front of my brother and myself. But I will tell you. I had big row because Kevin, my old lady is a beast. You hear what I'm telling you? And I am big row. And I am my mother's daughter. I could tell you that.
I tell people, my daughter is a product of my marriage.
Exactly.
I'm married to my daughter.
No.
And so the intricacy is what goes on between me and my wife, my journey.
It's none of our business.
That ain't got nothing to do with them. I'm married to my daughter. My daughter's a product of me and my wife's marriage. And so while they may never see us fight, the public never can see us fight.
No.
I can tell you one thing, we can fight. Because me and my wife, we love each other. But we don't always like each other.
Exactly.
And we can say what we have to say, and I can say what I have to say. But we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
And I want to say too, right, Kevin, and this may be like a little bit, I may be oversharing, and I've been known to overshare. Like my friends tell me, maybe it's my communications degree or my journalistic background, or maybe it's just the fact that I'm extremely inquisitive. But I ask a lot of questions, and I ask the weirdest questions because I want to know the truth. But I never had to share a bathroom with a human in my entire life. I had my own room, my own bathroom, my parents provided. And I would come to my parents' bedroom door and I'd maybe brushing his teeth, mommy in the tub, or daddy on the bowl and mommy doing something in the bathroom, fixing the bathroom cupboard because my lady was a neat freak, right? And I would always say like, y'all like four bathroom in here. Y'all can't find my next bathroom to go in. And so my mom would always say, can't remind your da-da-da business. You in our space. We talking. What you come to this bathroom door for?
And
as time went by, I realized that there was nothing that my parents didn't see of each other. Like there was nothing, there was no communication, there was no, mommy had us natural birth. So of course daddy see, and they was married, so daddy was right there. So there was nothing that was beyond bounds. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think in all honesty, we talk about impudence today. That texter that messaged me that he used to work in the Barclay Card Center with my mommy, and he said that he's gay. And my mommy used to give him corn and beets. Like things like I don't even know what that is. I don't even know who that would be. But the long and the short of it is like communication is important, Kevin. And if we communicated we would be better. Kevin, we at 8 o'clock. Oh my God, Dwight can hang me. But that's okay.
It's at
8 o'clock. We are at 8 o'clock. Kevin, I can give you 30 seconds. Chris, please give me till 2 minutes after eight. Kevin, you have the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
Anything you want to say?
I would say that this show needs to stay on the air. This is a great step in the right direction for men everywhere. I know Mommy Hustle, I endorse it. I'm an advocate for women empowerment, but men need more stuff in place for them to.
Okay.
I say it last time, I can say it again. Female housing unit in B-Docs is 60 women in jail. About 1,500 to 1,600 men are in jail. You see how difference, how different that number is?
Yes.
We are losing our men. Yes. We are losing our men drastically. And the effects and the evidence are there. Sunday, we had a female loss of life to violence. Our men need guidance. They need a course correction. They need help. They need love. And they need somebody to show them how to give love and how to resolve their conflict. And if we just have a bunch of men running around sleeping with people and leaving, we're repeating the cycle. And this cycle, this has to be broken and have to stop. Any man in the sound of my voice, they ain't going to be a biological sons. They ain't going to be a biological daughters. They just could be a role, a stepchild, a niece, a nephew, somebody that looks up to you, somebody that respects your voice. Don't be a hoarder of knowledge. Share what you know and what have kept you to live a long and prosperous life. Pass that on, because they deserve an opportunity to live a long, prosperous, and safe life as well.
All right.
That's what I can say.
Thank you, Kevin. Ladies and gents, we have gone way past the time tonight. For the ladies that just messaged me that said she's sitting in her car, it's summertime, so I appreciate you sitting in your car listening. Thank you. She took her bottle of wine in her car, and she sat in her car and listened for the
wine
entire time.
Good, babe. Wine is
Thank
good.
You. Thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate you. You don't know what it does to my morale to know that someone else is listening. I appreciate
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been another intriguing opportunity for us to have the proper dialogue and good communication. And so, again, I want to take the show to the barbershop. We want to shoot the ship, not the other word, right? So we want to have the conversation. Dwight says I need $1,000 in sponsorship. So for you mega houses that are within the sound of my voice, maybe someone's listening, you want to get your product out there, you want to get your business out there, tag us in some sponsorship. We're going to go live, but we're giving you a full month to get your coins together, and let's see what happens. Kevin will be there, I will be there, the ladies, the men, let's have the conversation. To anyone that has a birthday, happy birthday. Thank you so much for showing up and showing out. Thank you for listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. I will be back next week with another interesting topic. It's going to be fun. We're gonna do some good stuff. But this Tuesday, grab your popcorn and get your bottle of wine and put your leg on somebody. You know, and then if you don't want to penetrate, then don't penetrate. But have some good intimate conversation. This has been Kenny's Corner. And go and make somebody smile. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.